We're on a new series this morning, and it's on the attributes of God. And one of the most important attributes of God that we all know is holiness. Holiness. And as you look at this little series, just remember that the word holiness in the Bible, or holy, holiness, or holiest of all, and all its derivations that we have in the English, comes from the Hebrew word kodesh, or the Greek word hagios, which means to be holy or to be separated unto Him. The English word sanctify is also the same word kodesh and hagios. So when you read in the English version, be holy, and then on the next sentence it says sanctify yourself, remember it's only in our English concept that we split holiness into two words, holy and sanctify. So in our English definition, we tend to see sanctify as something we do, and holy as something of an attribute of God. But in the Hebrew and in the Greek, when it says sanctify yourself, it means make yourself holy. When they read it in the Hebrew or in the Greek, there's no difference between holy and sanctify. They're from the same Greek words and same Hebrew words. The same, like for example, the English word faith and the English word belief are two separate English words. The dictionary almost gives you totally different meanings. But in the Hebrew and in the Greek, they are the same word. The only problem is we don't have an adjective for the word faith. Faith is a noun in English. And so we invent the words believe. When what the Bible says, let's use faith as a verb against all the English grammars. But it will convey it in this manner. For example, in Mark 11 verse 23 to 24, if we use just the pure Greek word, it will say, have, in verse 22 you would have said, have the faith of God. And then it goes on, whatsoever things when you pray, faith that you receive it, and you shall have them. So the word faith is always has been used consistently in the Greek and Hebrew. It's our English usage that we convert the word faith, and when it's in a verb form, in the robe of belief. And sometimes we think belief is not faith, and faith is different from belief, when it's from the same Greek or Hebrew word. In the same way, when we look at holiness, the word holy and sanctify are the same Hebrew and Greek words. And remember, it's in our English mind that we differentiate the two. Every time you read the Bible, remember, every time the word sanctify comes, it means holy. And holy means holy. And we need to understand what holiness is. And so let's go from where we are to see what we understand about holiness, if you don't mind. And if you don't feel that all you want to give any definitions, that's fine. But let me have some bold people to give me some definitions of holiness. When we ask you, what is holiness? What would your answer be if a person who is not used to going to church, and they come to ask you, what is holiness? Any volunteers on this side? Yes? Godliness? Like God. That's you can tell that he's been studying. Okay. Like Godness. Godliness. So any other definitions? Like Jesus. Yes. Anybody else? Holiness? Like? Like heaven, heavenly, godliness, Jesus-like, yes? Separate from worldliness, yes? Worship, yes? Any more? Yes? Being totally God's, yes. All these conveys different aspects of holiness. Now, in our mind, when we talk about holiness, and when non-Christians talk, say that, oh no, you Christians should be like Christians in a sense of holiness, it straight away brings to mind Ten Commandments. Commandments of God. And then if we ask back the question, if that is holiness, then does holiness mean sinlessness? Now, just not all our definitions, separation from the world, the worship of God, and godliness, and consecration to God, and like Jesus. Then if I turn it around and ask you the question, does, since godliness and holiness seems to be equal, then does holiness mean sinlessness? And I would like a yes or no answer. Right. No there? Yes? Wow. So we have differentiations of opinion now coming up. Yes? Yes? Okay. So that was a long answer. A long yes. They say it's like saying yes. Now you can see how it begins to break down our definition. Okay, we say that holiness is godliness. If therefore holiness is godliness, and if I'm holy, I'm like God, therefore I'm sinless. Is that a correct statement? Okay. Yes, there's one from the back. Yes. We have to be holy. Now, if holiness is not sinlessness, then is holiness freedom from sin? Ooh. Yes. Okay, you got to answer yes. Holiness is freedom from sin. So if we are free from sin, are we sinless? Now you see why the non-Christians are confused. to work out our salvation. Thank you.
Well, there's another aspect. This is to do with faith, though. So anything that isn't a faith is sin. So how many of you know Christians
have a
perfect faith?
Okay. So you can see where our struggle is. On the one hand, we're saying that holiness is being like God. On the other hand, we're saying that holiness is not being quite like God. That's right. That's right. Okay, yes. Be holy as I'm holy, yes. God wants us to be holy. There's no doubt about it. He wants us to be holy. And so you can see where we struggle. And some of us have been Christians for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, sometimes. How many times have we heard holiness preached from the pulpit? Yet it's one of the most fundamental attributes of God. It is like God is our Father, and we don't understand His basic attributes. It's like your children not understanding your most basic character. And yet we say God is our Father, and that is the one attribute that we need to appreciate and understand if we are to approach God. In fact, the Bible has many examples of God saying, I am holy, be holy as I am holy. All over the book of Leviticus. All the commandments are given. So you can see our definitions is what I call in that semi-zone. It's not like in the finals, we're in the semi-finals kind of thing. Where we say holiness is being like God, holiness is being freed from sin, but not being sinless. Now let's bring the two together to make it more confusing. We are saying we are free from sin, but we are not sinless. Is that what we are saying? Oh, everybody's nodding. Yes. Okay. And that's right. We don't play the major role. Then the next question the non-Christian asks, do we play any roles? We trust. Okay. So you see our answers, if a non-Christian were to come in and were to ask us what is holiness, look at what our answers are giving to him. We're going to put him in a theological quicksand. Because at the same time we are saying we are free from sin, at the same time, yet it's not really sinlessness. Yes, it's freedom from sin, but it's not really sinlessness. Yes, it's from God, but we still got some part to play. Yes, it's separation from the world. Yet you're in the world. And so all these things, and in the end, you're saying, hey, what really is holiness? And if we don't understand the concept of holiness, just like if we don't understand the concept of faith, we cannot have faith. If we don't understand the concept of holiness, we cannot progress. For what we cannot see, we cannot receive. What we don't understand, we cannot apply. And so the Bible, in fact, one of the words that occur quite often in the Bible is the word holy. It occurs in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. Now, having put it at that point, let me just throw a few scriptures into the equation and see what your conclusions are at the end of that time. Let's look at some definitions of holiness, or close to definitions of holiness. The most easiest example for each one of us to picture is the tabernacle of Moses. In the tabernacle of Moses, which is found in the book of Exodus, so I'm not going to turn to that, they build a tabernacle called the tabernacle of Moses. Actually, it's tabernacle of God, but Moses was an instrument. So, in historical format, we call it tabernacle of Moses to differentiate it from the temple of Solomon. And in the tabernacle, they have three sections. The outer section is called the outer court, where you have the brazen altar and a laver made of bronze. Then there's a first veil, and you enter the first veil, and you enter the second section called the holy place. In the second section called the holy place, they have the candlestick, the table of showbread, and the altar of incense right before the second veil. And into the second veil lies the Ark of the Covenant. Now notice the titles that God gives to those places. He calls the outer sanctuary the outer court. He calls the middle section the holy place. Say the holy place. And then when you enter into the second veil, he calls that the holiest of all. Or in some translation, the most holy place. The most holy place. Some translation put as the holiest of all. So we have this descriptions, superlative descriptions of holiest. So there's the outer court, the holy place, and the most holy place. By definition, if you use the word most, that means there are degrees of holiness. There are degrees of holiness. If you have a holy and something called the holiest, then there's a degree. If you have a fast and then you have a faster and a fastest, simple English tells us that fastest is faster than faster, and faster is faster than fast. Hope you're not too fast. Okay. So if there is a holy and there's a most holy, then we bring forth one of the qualities. I'm bringing forth to you the qualities of holiness that the Bible tells us. That there are degrees of holiness. Now that began to respond to what some of your definitions come. See, if we tell Christians about this freedom of sin, not sinlessness thing, then wouldn't it be easy to tell them that, look, God wants us to be holy, but there are different degrees of holiness. That makes it simple for them to understand. Or like separation from the world, there are different degrees of separation from the world. And so holiness seems to have degrees of holiness. And that's one of the qualities that we bring into the area of the attribute of holiness. There are degrees of holiness. And in fact, let's look at the book of Exodus. And look at some of the areas that God speaks about in terms of His holiness. And look at the title of some of the garments that He has made for Aaron in the book of Exodus chapter 28. Verse 29, Exodus 28, verse 29. So Aaron shall bear the names of the sons of Israel on the breastplate of judgment over his heart. When he goes into the holy place,